The next patient is James Adams. The last name is A-D-A-M-S. Number one, clinical case of an 82-year-old white male that had a syncopal episode on March the 3rd of 2024 that was related to very symptomatic bradycardia. The patient was admitted to a hospital, and at that time, they found out that the patient was on carvedilol. The carvedilol was discontinued. The bradycardia improved. During that hospital stay, and as a part of the workup, they found that some carotid artery disease with evidence of non-critical lesion in the right carotid artery. And there was also in the CT angiogram of the chest evidence of a partial obstruction of one of the pulmonary arteries, and for that reason the patient was placed on Eliquis. After several weeks of being on this medication, the patient had a laboratory workup order by us, and there was a critical finding with a hemoglobin of 5 grams per cent. On April the 20th, the patient was admitted to the hospital. The anticoagulation that was consisted with Plavix consisted of Plavix and Eliquis was discontinued, and a gastroenterology workup was done, and AV malformations were found. The anticoagulation was discontinued, and the patient was given infusions of iron as well as blood transfusions. As a consequence of that, the serum creatinine went from 1.7 to 2.7, and that is the last recollection that we have from May 15 of 2024. The patient is asymptomatic, but this acute kidney failure is related to the severe gastrointestinal bleed, most likely. And it's superimposed on the CKD3. Right now, the level of chronic kidney disease is stage 4. Following number, the patient has type 2 diabetes that is under control. Following number, hypertension that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is also under control. Following number, the patient has a history of arteriosclerotic heart disease, no evidence of further bradycardia, no evidence of coronary artery disease. Following number, no evidence of congestive heart failure. Following number, the patient has a remote history of prostate neoplasm that is asymptomatic at the present time. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease without esophagitis. Period. We are going to reevaluate the laboratory workup and the patient in 4 weeks. Paragraph. We spent 20 minutes reviewing the admissions to the hospital in the face-to-face evaluation, 20 minutes in the documentation, 10 minutes.